Yeah,
we need to revive.
So if we're gonna have an option, that's what I'm opting for. I sort of made it my endeavor to start looking into what revival looked like, you know, old time, you know, the Reformation time. Back when Finney was preaching, back when Wesley was preaching.
Yeah.
1904, 1905, there was a revival in Wales. My goodness. They were ever as wicked as we are. Back in Wales. Have you read about them? A preacher who started at age 13, learned how to pray at age 13. He prayed for 13 years. And God used him in the Welsh revival. His name is Evan Roberts, is that right, Sister? We started with, we're in Austin, we have young people in Austin, we're right on the University campus. Beautiful location, it's empty. Praise God for an empty building, it just means more potential, right? You pray for us. We've got four people that are faithful. They're all leaving next month. Back to me and Bettina! Praise God! Bettina's gonna get a complex. I'm preaching hard to Bettina. I'm praying for 2 men. That's all I mean. It says 2 or 3, I think I have a verse for that, where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of it. And usually he says besides women and children, so you know, I'm not counting Bettina as a man. She and I are just 1 man. One flesh. The Welsh Revival started off with Evan Roberts asking his pastor, can I talk to your young people? He said, sure. About 15 people gathered. He gave them a few things about what God's looking for, you know, repent of all your sins, anything that is kind of on the edge, get rid of it.
Amen.
Confess your sins to God.
Amen.
Be obedient to God's word, be obedient to the Holy Spirit. And it was sort of a dead meeting from what I've read. He came back the next night, he preached again to them. I can't remember, I think he preached on the first Peter or somewhere, but where's that verse, Brother Will? It says, be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. And some of the kids got saved. My goodness. They went home, and the next day they brought their friends. The next day, some more got saved.
Amen.
And they came back, and the next day the parents are there. They had a 2-week revival. I think it started in November. So they had a 2-week revival. By the 5th night, the parents were in the room, and by the 6th night, the whole church was packed out. 800 people, standing room only. Before the 2 weeks is up, the whole city was on fire. Oh, man, you don't have to advertise the fire, do you? This building was on fire. You'd have all your neighbors looking, hey, what's going on over there? I don't know. I'll tell you what's going on. There's a Holy Ghost revival here. God, the Holy Spirit is coming down. The Word of God is being worked. County after county after city after city. I'm just asking myself, is it God's will for a revival? I mean, are we so far gone now, Brother Brian, that we can't have a revival? Is it that late in history? Do you really think that the great tribulation, God's going to wind this whole thing up? Maybe He will. But you know what I think? From a biblical view, He won't if we get on our knees and pray. He'll delay His coming. That's what He says. My Lord delayed His coming. You know what they're doing? They're eating and drinking and being and doing all kinds of ungodly things. That's not His will, is it? No, His will is revival. Isn't it God's will that all men should be saved and become the knowledge of the truth?
Amen. Amen.
Doesn't the Bible say in 2 Peter that he's not slack concerning his promise, but
amen.
Have all men to be saved?
Yeah.
All come under repentance?
Amen. That's right.
I'm absolutely convinced that there's no reason, as wicked as it is, for us to have revival. Nobody's ever had a bigger Bible than we have. You know that?
Yeah.
Charles Wesley didn't have a better Bible than you. Did he?
Yeah.
No, we've got the same Bible.
Amen. Right.
Same verses, same promises.
Yeah.
God still loves the world.
Amen. Right.
Now, he didn't give it up on us. We've given up on him.
Amen.
Yeah.
We need to get back to God. God's right. I think it says, if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you.
Right.
Has that promise been obviated because of the times? I don't think so. Again, Lenore wrote a song. Last stanza is a song. As O Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Send the revival, start the work.
Amen.
Thy word declares thou wilt supply their need. For blessings now, Lord, I humble thee. Yeah, the James.
That's right.
He still does revivals.
Amen.
He starts in individuals. And it goes like state to state. Well, that's what I've been praying for. That's why we instituted prayer meetings every morning. I'm not trying to brag. I mean, really, big deal. We do prayer meetings. It's not going to cost anybody. But it's a good start. That my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and preach.
Amen.
And say, preach. I got you, brother.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know,
right. That's why in Austin over here, if you don't quote it right, first of all, we try to trick people. He doesn't say that my people shall preach. We have a lot of preaching. I thank God for good preaching. For God enough to hear.
Amen.
He said if my people would call by my name will humble themselves and pray.
Yes.
And my faith. He says, my people. We're always blaming Obama, blaming Jesus, We're blaming them. It's not their fault. They're dead in trespasses.
Right.
It's all their fault.
Amen.
You're the one who's not seeking God's face the right way. I'm the one.
That's right.
We need to get our hearts right.
Amen.
That's number one option. Number two option is breakfast. Are we going to do this?
Yes, we are.
I don't know. I feel like we're on the front lines, not in terms of anybody else. But I don't see anybody responding to the gospel. It's not the dead people's fault.
Mm-hmm.
There's no resistance. There's very little, maybe I should say that, but I don't want to cheat that. There's very little resistance. How does resist the devil?
Amen.
How do you resist the devil? You have to believe the word. One thing I learned at 602 Oakville is that the word of God is the truth.
Amen.
And it's final.
Yeah, right.
And it's never going to pass away.
That's right.
So, this warrior lion out there ought to be fleeing from us. We ought to take the offensive. Or we're just going to have wreckage. It says, whom resist steadfast in the faith? Do you have steadfast faith? Is that your testimony? Can you search your Bible and find real promises for the church?
Amen.
I mean, real. I'm not talking about prosperity promises. I'm not talking about Pentecostal promises. I'm talking about real promises. And are you taking hold of those promises on your knees until you're agonizing?
Well, promises are.
I've a couple of them that have really gotten my attention. It's just, you know, I renamed our church for that same way you all did. Matthew 18:20, it was Brother Wendell, the gather in Jesus' name. And that's the same for us. So we're Austin Gatherings in Jesus' name, not a formal name. I overlooked verse 19 until about 6 months ago. And verse 19 says, if two of you shall agree, just two of you, just two of you, if you'll agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it will be done of my Father which is in heaven. Isn't that what it says? And then it says, well, two of you gathered in my name. There I am. Well, I'm searching my Bible now, reading it on my knees. I'm trying to find real New Testament promises for I know salvation is God's will. I know prayer is God's will. I know fundamental belief is God's will. I know young people getting saved by the thousands is God's will.
Amen.
I took hold of the promise in the Old Testament. You have to excuse me because it's maybe out of turn a little bit, but it says that thousands and ten thousands, our sheep would bring forth thousands and ten thousands, that our oxen would be strong to labor. Boy, we need laborers.
Amen.
Yeah. Wreckage. Man, I've never seen anything like it. When I was preaching at the Alamo, I'd at least get somebody listening and spitting on you or yelling at you. We don't get anything. No. It's just going to keep going that way.
Amen.
And I've heard so many Christians say, well, you know, it's the last days and we can't do anything about it. Is that true, Bill? We can't do anything about it? We just let the devil take over our children? What about your next generation?
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
They'll just go to hell and who cares? Have you ever thought this wreckage is on your watch, brother?
Right.
Right.
On your watch. You're the watchman on the wall. What are you doing about it?
Well, yeah. Okay.
Amen.
All right.
That killed me.
Yeah.
It's on my watch.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Those young people are on my watch. Some of these people are on my watch.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to pray. Shame on me.
Yeah.
In the church today, people are more afraid to talk of holiness than they are of righteousness. I think it's let's list out the sins that we can go ahead and commit and just tell our young people so they'll know which ones they can do and which ones they can't. My Bible still says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Amen.
You know what I see in Austin? People, they couldn't care less about holiness. They, I'm saved. I've been born again. I don't ask people if you've been born again. Do you know God? That's what I want to know. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do excellence. Let's say people know their Bible. They know the Bible. Oh, they'll quote Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. They know that real well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No resistance necessary. We're in trouble.
Amen.
Just keep doing what you're doing. I'm talking to myself, others. You know, just keep the status quo. Don't do anything extra.
All right.
Don't give up your money. Don't give up your time. Don't spend hours agonizing in prayer. Don't believe the promises of the Bible. You know, we're sowing. Something that's going to come very soon if we don't change ourselves.
Yeah.
One thing I learned from Brother Wendell, what you plant this year comes up in 5 years. What you have now is what happened 5 years ago. I don't believe that. I want to take a show of hands. Nobody wants to write this. Nobody wants to see us go to hell like this.
Yeah.
No,
that's right.
This preacher doesn't really care if you go to hell.
Right.
All you keep giving your money. We need to get back to Charles Wesley who wrote, "Other refuge have I none. Hang my helpless soul on thee. Yeah. Leave I leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me."
Amen.
"Thou will Christ for all I want." That's true. You can have all of Christ, you can have nothing. You're either with Him or you're against Him. You're either scattering with Him or you're scattering abroad. Or you're together with Him or you're scattering abroad. I'm extremely concerned about your children.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The Bible talks about there's going to be a blessed day soon. You don't have children, but blessed are you. I was thinking about a verse of you don't have to turn around, it's in Deuteronomy chapter 21. And it gave me a vision of how bad we are. It's just Moses is given the forgiving of other two people. And he's saying, if you go out to a field, there's two guys, I guess, or three guys, they go out to a field and they see a slain man there. He says, what I want you to do, if you see a slain man there, you get a heifer and you cut off his neck in the rough valley. That this heifer can't be used for an ox or for a yoking. You can't use him for anything. Just cut his neck off. What's going on today? I mean, the womb is a tomb today.
Yeah.
Yeah. My goodness, 60 million babies have been murdered in this country. How many heifers would we need to make everything equal? The Bible says in that verse, he says that God's wrath can be abated from this one slain man in the field. How many people are being killed? Mm. How much wickedness is going on in the world? How about in the Christian life? Okay, we can point at them. What about your family?
All right.
What about your family
Amen.
Altar?
Amen.
What about your clean living? Is it clean? Are you ready for a holy Christ to come down like a chaste virgin?
No, sir.
Well, shame on us then. Shame on you if you're not.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Wreckage is coming.
Amen.
If Christians don't get their act together, it's coming fast.
Yeah.
The last one is rapture. Are you ready? Some churches have a rapture. So. Oh, name mentioning the names of the Catholics in the I love it. Rapture. I've been in a lot of deep prayer about this. I'm not ready for rapture. I don't know what I've got. I mean, I don't know what my rewards are. Oh yeah, I've been preaching on at the Alamo for since 1993 or so, whenever it was we came. It was Brother Jesse and a couple of these other brothers that offered, invited me out there, and I caught on and I preached. And then, boy, you guys laid hands on me, prayerless preacher. So, I don't know what I got. We haven't done anything. We have our church is dead empty. Well, these beautiful folks back here leave. It's gone. Man. But you know what? I'm not afraid. Mm-hmm. It's not the Spirit of God. You know?
Yeah.
I always love sound of
praying.
Come on. I just need God on my side. He is on my side.
Amen.
He's on your side.
Amen.
Wonderful rapture. Lord, save us from this generation. The heathen are stronger than we are. The heathen are raging. We just want salvation from all the trouble. I don't want to have my children grow up and live. I don't want to be subjected to persecution. That's not a good reason to have a rapture.
All right.
Amen. God wants to come, I'm ready.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? I believe I have a biblical basis for this in many, many places in the Bible. You can disagree with yours, it doesn't matter anything. You can be as spiritual as you want to be before the rapture comes. You decide. The Holy Spirit doesn't wake up at 4 in the morning and say, get up and pray, does he? No, you have to do that. He doesn't say, hey, read 6 chapters in your Bible today. He might be whispering in your ear, but he didn't get you up to read it. He doesn't turn your television set off, does he? You know what I think we're looking for the rapture for the wrong reason. I know there's some very, very worthy men in this room and very worthy women in this room. And boy, I wish I was in your shoes right now in the rapture. I think you're going to be as spiritual as you are right now for your furniture. You're going to be as close to Jesus Christ.
All right, amen.
You have a really good prayer life? Are you so sanctified? Are you so, are you living a glorified life right now? Oh, that's going to be you for the rest of the time. You're going to shine like that forever. Or you're going to be dull like that.
Right, okay. Amen.
of you will read. Ezra chapter 9, verse 8. I apologize if you guys, well, I do and I don't. I mean, I apologize because sometimes I feel like I'm a wet blanket on my meetings. On the other hand, I don't apologize because some of y'all need to hear this.
Yes, amen. 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 I need it, amen. Yes, sir, amen.
I need it. I need to hear more.
We all need
it. Ezra chapter 9. It says, now for a little space, grace. A little space, grace. I'm asking God for one more generation for your sin. I don't have any children. I'm 53 years old. Happy birthday to me, July 1st. We all didn't say, yes, but he's still. Carlos had a religious one. He sent me my this. Anybody have children?
Amen.
Young children.
Amen.
How old are they, Owen?
We are young. Almost years ago.
Young. We have all young people, aren't we? That's the about to say the same thing. Mm-hmm. I want to see Elsa Paolo's children live in a clean world. Now, you may say that's impossible. Read about the Welsh revival, my friend. Read about the revival of America in the 1730s. It was just as wicked as it is as it is now.
Yeah.
Lord, for a little space, grace.
Amen.
He's given us the grace of God that brings salvation up here to all.
Yes.
Teaching us that denying and driving against the world of us, we should live so with you, righteousness, and God, and move into that blessing hope.
Amen.
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 I'm thinking about your children. I'm about your children. I'll be dead in maybe 30, 40, 50 years. I'm really not that. But you know, hope's like, how long are you going? How bad is it going to get? How much influence is the world going to have on the church? How much are they going to limit the church? Are we not going to be able to preach anymore? Are we not going to be able to read our Bibles, carry our Bibles? Are we not going to be able to teach our, have you seen the public schools?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
They're teaching in the public school. Have you seen this? Does it concern you?
Yeah, amen.
Are you saying to hell with my children? You're like Hezekiah. What good is the word of the Lord?
Yeah.
Peace and truth will be in my day. The hell with my children! That's what he said.
Yeah.
You have no right to bring this mess to your children. No right.
Amen.
That's right. We need to be on our knees praying, Lord, for a little space, grace. I want one more generation. I'll pray for the next generation. And then you children that are young, you're going to pray for the next one.
Right.
Praise God. I can't wait till
them. Yeah.
I'll say it again, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm putting a blanket on this meeting. Sorry. If somebody else has a more positive message. Brothers and sisters, we need to seek God's face.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
If you don't have a prayer life, you don't have a prayer life.
Amen.
If you don't have a
prayer
life. You don't have to weep. Read Joel chapter 2, verse 17. It's not the people's responsibility to weep between the porch and the altar. It's not them. It's the preachers that need to be concerned.
Amen.
It's the preachers that need to be concerned. And I'm not obviating your advocating you of your responsibility. You have a responsibility, fathers. You have a responsibility, mothers. It's all our responsibility.
Amen.
We need a space of grace. One more generation. You owe that to your children, don't you?
Amen.
Do you want wreckage for your children or do you want a revival?
Amen.
Oh, the rapture's coming. You're probably not ready for the rapture.
Right. Amen.
What's your rewards going to look like? You're going to be so distant from Jesus Christ if you get a rapture right now because you don't have a prayer life.
Amen.
A prayer life.
Amen. Guilty. Amen.
Come on. We just need a space of prayer. We need
We need to sanctify ourselves, consecrate ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Get right with God. I believe God gives what we have. You draw right in, O Father. You resist the devil completely. I'm going to hang on to that.
Amen.
I feel that. Pray. Father, we're a mess. God, we got children. One is old. I'm not that old, but it's not so old. The Lord is not going to be around in the wreckage. He's young. We're going to do it on our lives. We created this mess. We sinned against you. We've done a mess. God, help us Christians to give our lives right. Help us, Lord. And Lord, we have a responsibility. You've given us everything. Lord, may your people look into their hearts and remove these things that are hindering the gospel. Remove these things that are hindering revival. God, help us. God, help us. We need you. We need you. Lord, what we can provide for you. And I pray for these young people. This next generation, give us his face.
Same man.
I pray, Lord, that they would see that they're in trouble and they can do something about it. These young people, give them a fire in this church. Make our preachers fire. Make our poems fire. We don't want to have to advertise or promote. We just want your spirit to come down in this church. Lord, we want your spirit to revive Austin, Texas.
Amen.
Revive San Antonio, dear God. We need you there.
Amen.
Lord, come in. Bend us. Break us. Make us new creatures. Fill us with your spirit. May we obey you. We pray this in Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.